You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government committed to overhaul well-child tamariki order. The health program screens babies between the age of 0 to 5 and provides parenting support and advice through the work of whānau āwhina Plunkett and more than 60 other predominantly Māori and Pacific non-government organisations. Associate Minister of Health, Dr. Aisha Verrill, announced the overhaul yesterday after a review of the program found that it was outdated and had fallen short in keeping up with the challenges that face family and whānau today, such as poverty, mental health, drug use, family and housing situations. Yesterday, 95BFM reporter Connor Head McCarthy spoke to Dr. Verrill about why the government had decided to make changes to the Well Child Tamariki Order program.
What are the main ways well-child tamariki order is changing?
We need to make sure that our services are more responsive to those in the most need. And the review showed that many Māori and Pacifica families weren't accessing the service, or when they did, weren't being appropriately managed.
Why were these changes necessary?
We know we need to do better, particularly for Māori and Pacific families and other families with high needs. So we need to make sure that the services work better with Māori families in particular.
Are these changes timely or have they been overdue?
The report looked into after 20 years of having the Well Child Tamariki Order service. The things we found really meant that we couldn't just tweak the system, and so we're using this opportunity to make transformative change in the system.
And how long is the changes expected to take to change the model?
These are significant changes, and we will need to roll them out over 3 years, and they begin really with working with iwi and whānau to make sure that we develop a new model for the services together.
And do you have any final thoughts or anything final you want to say about the changes?
We're moving from a system for child health where we focused on universal surveillance or screening of children to one where, in addition to that, services are then provided in relation to children's need. So making sure that it's not a one-size-fits-all model.
Following this, I thought I would speak to a healthcare professional currently working in paediatrics to provide an experienced view of the problems with Well Child Tamariki Order. I spoke to Dr. Jin Russell, who is a developmental paediatrician working in Auckland. We discussed the history of the program, the government's decision to make significant changes to it, and whether National and ACT Party's criticism that Labor is enforcing separatist policies are appropriate when it comes to whānau-focused health policy changes in Aotearoa. Dr. Russell began by explaining what Well Child Tamariki Order is and providing some background to the long-running healthcare program.
So I think most of us take for granted the fact that most children develop and grow up healthy and strong, and we don't need to think too hard about their development. But in many countries, and New Zealand was really a world leader in this, we have systems, health surveillance systems, which check up on and monitor the health and development of our children and make sure that they're on track. If they're not on track, the Well Child Tamariki Order system was designed to pick up children who were either having health problems or developmental difficulties and to refer them on for specialist review and support. So that's the Well Child system that we've currently got. I think it was established with Plunkett, I think it was 1907.
Wow.
And at that time, it was truly a groundbreaking program. And in fact, I've been to conferences overseas. I was at a paediatric conference in Vancouver a few years ago, and somebody from within the American Academy of Paediatrics found out that I was from Aotearoa, New Zealand, came up to me and said that he knew about Plunkett, and they were trying to implement a well-child health system like that in the place where he was from. So we really did have, for some time, a truly international groundbreaking system, but it's also become really clear over the last few years that the system as it currently stood had been underperforming for Māori and Pacific children, and also for children from more deprived groups and children with disabilities. And so the report, the Well Child Tamariki Order report, starts off with findings that the current system is not delivering equitable outcomes for Māori and Pacific children, for children who have high needs, disabilities, or come from complex social backgrounds where there's a lot of disadvantage.
This report obviously has been discussed by the government. We saw the news come out yesterday, and the government has signalled towards an overhaul of the Well Child program. What are your thoughts on this call to overhaul the program? Working in the industry, I'm sure that you've perhaps seen changes over the last few years.
So I think the call to overhaul the system resonates really well with what we're going to see with the health reform. I think what I see from this government is that we're shifting towards a real equity and patient-centred or whānau-centred approach, and that's what we see in the report. And what I hear the government announcing is a desire to move towards that whānau-centred, more equitable approach. At the moment, you know, there was widespread community consultation, I believe, that went into this report. And the kinds of things that people were saying were that they just didn't feel that the experience of going through the Well Child Tamariki Oka system, that it really captured their needs or met their concerns or really met them where they were with their children. And we also know that the program, perhaps because it was designed so early on in our health system's history, isn't joined up or integrated with other social services or early learning programs. Also, referrals to specialist services probably just weren't as forthcoming as they should have been, and the data that's been collected from the Well Child Tamariki Ora service hasn't been consistent or reliable. So there's lots of areas to improve. So I think the first thing that I looked at when I read the report was to look at the principles behind it. The principles, I think, are really good. They sort of symbolise this po within a whare, and they look at, it looks at being more in line with our obligations under Te Tiriti o Waitangi and our desire to move towards a more whānau-centred approach. Those are really good principles, I think.
Now, just on that, obviously, that whānau-centred approach, opposition parties like the National Party and the ACT Party have, throughout these various sort of changes the Labor government has been making to the health system or wants to make with the health system, have critiqued these sort of whānau-centred changes as separatist. As a healthcare professional yourself, how do you perceive this sort of separatist discussion when it comes to health?
I mean, a whānau-centred approach is really aligned with the approach that we try to take in paediatrics. And that's just because we understand that children do best when the whānau and the community around them is thriving. So children don't grow up in an isolated bubble. If you want to really help a child, you'll help the whole ecosystem around that child. And so when I look at the Well Child Tamariki Ora framework and the overhauls that the government is announcing, I'm really pleased because they're actually coming alongside, for instance, increases to core benefits, as well as a greater reform of the health system at large. And it's those things together that will really make a difference for children. At the moment, the current system is focused around delivering a set of appointments, check-ins with children and their families at certain ages. But, you know, a family could turn up to those appointments, go through the whole process, go through the whole checklist, but not necessarily come out feeling like their needs were listened to. For instance, they might come into the system and perhaps they're not that concerned about their children's language development or physical development, but they're really concerned about their housing. And so you'd want our Well Child Tamariki Ora system to be able to pick up that family's concerns around housing, for instance, and to be able to actually help them and integrate that with other social services designed to help their housing, knowing that housing is a major determinant of children's health and development. Does that make sense? So that's what I see in this sort of whānau-centred approach, that it's actually trying to meet people with their needs where they are and be a bit more flexible in what's currently being delivered.
I suppose the thought is that there's been a lot of critique by the National Party, particularly at the moment, about policy going towards a Māori way of doing things and that we're creating sort of two separate ways of living life. But a whānau care health system doesn't mean that to you. Is that what you're saying?
No, so you might think that it was unfair if you didn't understand that there are currently large and systematic gaps between Māori, Pacific and non-Māori and Pacific children in terms of their health and development. And this is what we're finding in research, little bits of research that's been put out in New Zealand medical journals, and also in my own research, which I've conducted with the Growing Up in New Zealand study. There are actually large gaps between Māori Pacific children and children who are growing up in disadvantaged areas. And what I think is happening is that these children, who should have every developmental potential, every health opportunity to fulfill their, you know, full developmental potential, are actually being impacted by the social circumstances around them. And so if we want to see all children in New Zealand do their very best, we actually need to acknowledge and act upon the gaps that we currently see. And so this system, this way of thinking, this framework is not separatism. It's known as proportionate universalism. What it means is that we provide services for every child, but for those who need more help to get to where we want them to be, we put in more investment. And it just makes sense, really. If you think about it, if you want every child to meet their full potential, you'd want to put in more investment where it's needed.
That was developmental paediatrician Dr. Jin Russell and earlier Associate Health Minister Dr. Ayesha Verrill speaking on the government's promise to make significant changes to the 0-5 health program, Well Child Tamariki Order.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.